Hi, DXers. This is Market Scope for December 1994, and I'm Phil Wayne. About 6 months ago, Skip Dabblestein of Minneapolis, Minnesota, sent along a great market scope of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Unfortunately, the cassette was misplaced by me and almost forgotten until now. Skip dropped me a reminder and inquired whether his tape was lost. So here is this month's almost forgotten market scope. Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now keep in mind that a few of the stations featured have changed formats within the last 6 months, and the ratings information you're about to hear is about 2 books old. I will update you on the ratings for the summer 1994 Arbitron later. Now here's Skip.
Greetings everybody from the land of lakes, the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. The nation's 17th ranked radio market is comprised of 19 AM stations, with another 21 operating in the FM band. In recent weeks, there have been a number of changes involving station operations, programming, and call letters. The principal formats in the market are rock, country, big band, and gospel, with several AM-FM affiliates simulcasting all or a major part of their operating day. The first stop on a trip up the AM dial is at 630 kHz. From 1959 until 1991, this spot was occupied by KDWB. In 1991, the call was changed to WDGY when those long-standing Twin City call letters were given up by the station operating on 1130. Since then, the station has tried a variety of formats, including Golden Oldies, Country Western, Big Band, and Nostalgia, none of which have been very successful. In April, WDGY left the air when the land occupied by its transmitting facilities was sold. In press releases, WDGY management said it would return to the air when a new site was found. Before signing off, this is what they sounded like.
You're enjoying a trip down memory lane here in WDGY. That's Helen Reddy. And I don't know how to love him. We also heard from Joe Cocker, and You Are So Beautiful. At 14 now before 7 o'clock. Good morning. You're with you sharing company on this Monday morning. It is sports time.
Join me for Fitzbeat weekday, 7:40 and 4:40, Monday through Friday on AM 630. It's a knockout, WDGY.
This is Original Hits Radio, AM 630, WDGY, St. Paul, Minneapolis, at 7 o'clock, partly cloudy skies, new temperature in, now 28 degrees at news time. We're bringing back the music you grew up with. This is AM 630, WDGY, and that's Dean Martin, and Come Back to Sorrento. We also heard from Rosemary Clooney and her version of Ebb Tide, 12 and a half now past 7 o'clock.
At 690 kHz, we find the signal of KTCJ, transmitting from the western suburb of New Hope. KTCJ broadcasts an all-jazz music format on a daytime-only basis. The call letters KTCJ stand for Twin Cities Jazz.
Cool Jazz, 690 AM. That's Al Jarreau. Tell me what I gotta do. Before that, Michael Dowdle, Out of the Blues. Phyllis Hyman has a brand new CD out called The Prime of Life. We heard When You Get Right Down to It. And the Crusaders from their latest CD, Healing the Wounds, we heard Running Man. 657 now. Lee Rich and I are on your radio. This is Night Rhythms on Cool Jazz, 690 AM, KTCJ, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
WMIN transmits at 740 kHz on the AM dial. Located just across the St. Croix River in Hudson, Wisconsin, the station is one of several Twin Cities broadcasters featuring nostalgic big band music. On weekends, it runs Spanish language programs, and in the fall is a member of the University of Nebraska Cornhusker Football Network.
This is Original Hits Radio, AM 740, WMIN. Dollar Power Dave here. And this is Tom Wichen with another Dollar Power Shopping Update from AM 740 WMIN. Our phone numbers in Minnesota, 739-4433. In Wisconsin, 386-7400. We're bringing back the music you grew up with. This is Original Hits Radio, AM 740 WMIN.
The oldest station in the Twin Cities market is KUOM at 770 on the dial, owned by the University of Minnesota. It first signed on the air back in 1922 as Minnesota's first radio station and used the call letters WLB. KUOM broadcasts a variety of student programming with a primary emphasis on heavy rock music.
This is KUOM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 770 Radio K. Fantastic, then. That was Zuzu's Petals with Standing by the Sea off the Do Hooskers tribute album to Husker Du from Low, those many years ago. All right, well, it is 7 o'clock in the Twin Cities, or 7 o'clock here at the Radio K compound, and generally what that means is that it is time once again for the Top 7 at 7. Each Friday we do this at 7 a.m., and again, I think at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, although it's harder to call the Top 7 at 4, but I suppose you could. These are the Top 7 tunes here at Radio K for this week, and we determine those by the amount of airplay they get in the rotation and your requests, so you have the opportunity to influence programming more than ever before. It's fantastic, isn't it? It really is. So, you can hold on to the request for a while. We're going to be into the Top 7 at 7 for a while, but do keep them coming throughout the day. Up at number 7 here on the Top 7 at 7, coming into 7th place this week, new music from Australia, from Melbourne. The name of this band is Frente, and the name of the CD, well, they've got sort of an EP CD. It's called Labor of Love, and this is the title cut, coming in at number 7 this week on the Top 7 at 7.
The most recognized station in the Twin Cities market is Clear Channel WCCO at 8:30 on the dial. The station began broadcasting in 1924 as WLAG. Its present call letters stand for the name of its original owner, the Washburn Crosby Company, which later became General Mills. Now owned by CBS, WCCO's news talk format has enabled it to be the top-ranked station in the market for years, although its lead has been slipping recently. It is the flagship station for the Minnesota Twins and the University of Minnesota football and basketball networks.
No, it's not, Raj. Astrodome is not named after the Jetsons' dog. What's going on in the markets this morning?
This morning we're expecting the cash cattle market about steady, very light receipts, highs around $74 to $74.50 a hundredweight. Cash hog prices 25 cents to a dollar higher, top price around $46. Let's go to South St. Paul and bring in Kurt Zimmerman. It's Friday's feeder cattle frenzy.
There you go. Morning, Raj.
Hi.
1,100 head of cattle at the yards in this good-looking Friday morning.
All right, back with the opening at 9:30 on WCCO.
Here's JP.
35E northbound on the River Bridge, just as you make your way past Highway 13. An accident. What's the latest look at WCCO traffic?
Partly cloudy and 56 degrees at CCO. Daytime high today near 74. Time is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Industrial production's up in some areas. I'm Ian McLeod. Details in a moment.
Hi, this is Ruth Kozlak.
This first ever closeout cashback offer does not.
WCCO Radio News. This is Dick Chapman. The Minnesota State Patrol says it's not sure whether a vehicle found in Roseville is the one involved in a fatal hit-run in Fridley on Wednesday night.
Pioneer cellular phone from Best Buy. Pioneer compact cellular phones fit in your pocket, and they're available now at every Best Buy store.
CBS World News is next. Right now, Karen Falloon with the weather.
Ooh, sunny to partly cloudy today right through the weekend. High today, 74 degrees. Tonight's low, 55. Tomorrow, 80 degrees Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday, 82. Next chance of precipitation, thunderstorms possible on Monday. And last report, we had sunshine and 56 degrees.
News you want, people you know. This is Dick Chapman from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Our next stop on the Twin Cities AM dial is 900, where we find KTIS, owned by Northwestern College. Along with its sister station on 98.5 megahertz, KTIS broadcasts religious programming 24 hours a day.
.631-5000 is the number to call. As you call, we'll take a short news break on KTIS AM-FM Stereo, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 65 degrees.
Station KJJO operates at 950 kilohertz. Licensed to St. Louis Park and transmitting from Eden Prairie, The station simulcasts country western music with its affiliate KJJO-FM on 104.1, also known as Thunder 104.
That's the Country 104 at 6:49. The forecast calls for a high today of 60. Shower is a good possibility this morning and 50-50 into the afternoon. 43 right now. If you just joined us, we had a nice conversation with Richard Sturban yesterday. We just played the first part of that interview. And tomorrow, we'll bring Richard Sturban back at about 6:45. We'll chat with him again, find out about his ownership of AAA baseball. He's got a club affiliated with the Chicago White Sox, and he's looking forward to Michael Jordan moving up to AAA. I bet. These are the Oak Ridge Boys right now on Classic Country 104.
The Twin Cities official station for Classic Country. 104.1. KJJO. FM AM. St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Classic Country 104.
7:02 now, Classic Country 104. Here's Ronnie McDowell. You're going to ruin my bad reputation. Ronnie McDowell on Classic Country 104. I'm Tim Russell at 7:04. Crystal Gale joining us. Don't make your brown eyes blue. High today 60. We're 43 right now. Light showers, cloudy skies. Classic Country 104. Crystal Gale, 7:07, Classic Country 104 with Tim Russell. Good morning, and it's a wet one this morning. We've had some rain showers. Right now we have clouds and a new temperature, 45 degrees, northeasterly winds at 10 miles per hour, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon with a high 60. Once again, 45. Well, I'm looking forward to chatting with Naomi Judd on Thursday in the 8 o'clock hour. Love can build a bridge. She's coming to town as part of a Women in Business seminar on May 12th at the Radisson South. We'll talk about that and her career and her autobiography. And speaking of autobiographies, Reba McEntire, My Story, big seller, telling it all. And we want to give a book away, Pam. We're going to give our phone number out here.
Okay.
989-2104 or 1-800-456-1041 if you're outside of the metro area. 989-2104. I want to know, and you're not eligible, of course.
Oh.
I want to know where Reba was born.
That wraps up another month and another year here at the DX Audio Service. Skip, thanks much for all your research, editing, and commentary. And I look forward to continuing on next month. Now to all our subscribers, friends, families, and broadcasters, may your holidays bring the best of times and memories, and I hope to see you all back here again next month. Next, with the merriest ho-ho-ho of them all, here is, in his bright red suit, John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and this month I want to take you back over 70 years to the very beginnings of broadcast radio, a term, by the way, invented by the Westinghouse PR department in Pittsburgh to describe how KDKA was different from other land radio stations, as they called them. Now, picture yourself at Thanksgiving dinner in 1920. And what is the table conversation? The new president and Congress, yes. And big questions about world peace and how horrible it would be if we joined that League of Nations the old president, Mr. Wilson, had tried to get us into. Radio. Yeah, someone mentioned they'd heard a radio. The girls at the table weren't interested because, you know, the earphones mussed their hair. Gentlemen, of course, were quite distracted because they were discussing the New York Times, some of them. The others were interested in the burlesque theater with people like George Burns and Bob Hope. They were all fully entertained. A couple of them had been to a silent movie in town they were talking about just that week, and they'd used the new Chevrolet car that had just come on the market. Oh, boy, what will they think of next? You note that the discussion of radio simply evaporated? What, should we be surprised? Well, Westinghouse had, after all, put KDKA on the air to sell radio receivers. Why sell radio receivers? Well, the reason is one of their management geniuses had invested the company heavily in buying up all the meaningful patents he could find on the subject of radio receivers right after the close of World War I, you know, 2 years earlier. So KDKA came on, and the demand for receivers did grow, but full-scale production of radio receivers was still a year away. There were no fully assembled, ready-to-run radios on the market throughout all of 1921. And who needed radio anyway? Westinghouse had correctly guessed that they would have to create a need for radio if radio was to compete with the phonograph and the movies and the increasingly available automobile of the 1920s. They hired a full-time employee for the station, Mr. Harold Arlen. He was their first announcer, therefore, and
What was the job description of a radio announcer in 1920? Well, nobody knew, of course. Harold spent most of his time racking his brain for new program ideas that would appeal to a mass audience, and his selection of some phonograph records to play was not a bad start. But his extended dissertations on the Arlington time signals that KDKA broadcast was a bit tiresome after the first few dozen times that one tuned in to hear it. But Harold went on to read news headlines, and there were community service bulletins, and people's names were frequently mentioned. And this slowly began to get the medium talked about. And by early 1922, listening to the radio became a wildly popular pastime. And if it could happen in Pittsburgh, Westinghouse decided it would try it in some of its other manufacturing plants, one in Newark, New Jersey, another one up in Springfield, Massachusetts, and one out in Chicago. And thus was born WJZ, WBZ, and KYW. But, of course, David Sarnoff was over on the sidelines, crouched, ready to take off at the first opportunity, and he had the resources of the Radio Corporation of America behind him, although not solidly in his corner yet. And to show what radio could do, Sarnoff borrowed a Navy transmitter, tuned it to the 360-meter wavelength used by all broadcasters, moved it to the site of the Dempsey-Carpentier fight for one night only, and the next morning was able to show the RCA Board of Directors an audience for that fight sportscast of over 300,000 people from Maine to Florida. So RCA immediately jumped into the fray. They put Sarnoff in charge of their radio work, and with its manufacturing capacity, RCA easily outsold Westinghouse receivers before the end of 1922. And RCA had launched a station in Newark and two more in the New York metropolitan area within 6 months. Now, AT&T was also looking to radio as an obvious extension of its long-distance telephone service, and that led to the most elegant of stations to that date in New York City, WBAY, soon to be changed to WEAF. Receiver sales were now in the millions all over the East Coast and the Midwest, and the Far West was beginning to check in, too, with stations along the California coast. Well, we're going to continue this story soon for you, describing for you how the Bamberger department store people who owned the new WOR in Newark and the Westinghouse people who owned WJZ in Newark had to make a private deal to keep from interfering with each other because the federal government had assigned them to the same wavelength in the same city. And what did that leave for RCA and AT&T? You had to be there. For historical moments, this is John Bowker.
Thanks, John. And now here's the musings.
Calling from Summit, Illinois. No radio news to say, but I am looking for a disc jockey by the name of Mark Matthew. I believe at last he was in the Kansas City market. However, I'm not too sure of that and how long ago that was. If anyone has any idea about where he is now, please let me know on the action line.
Greetings, audio service. Marty Rimpaugh here. And today is the 21st of October, and yesterday, the 1510 station in San Rafael, which was formerly KTID, officially changed its call to KKHI AM, and today the FM did likewise.
Hi, this is Bill Koppelman from Denver. KWMX, AM, and FM are now split apart at certain times, during Monday through Friday anyway. And it seems that the AM station, which had been 24 hours, is not always now. But the AM side is now doing sports types of things. Quite interesting. I'd heard this was going to happen, but wasn't real sure. But apparently that's so. Not sure exactly when it started, but the date right now is the 22nd of October. Anyway, if anyone cares to email me, you may do so at bkoppelmann@delphi.com.
Yes, Mark Marino from Chicagoland. Two things interesting. A call letter change in Southern California at 101.9. The new call sign is KSCA. Kind of an interesting call letters there for some of us. Also, I don't know what has happened, but I think there was some stuff in DX News. WWCA in Gary apparently signed off around September 1st, and they have not been back on at all since. I wonder wonder what the story is, if they got bought out or what. And myself, I'm glad it's off, because now I can get WBIG out of Aurora, which is listenable here.
Good morning, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, at 7:30 a.m. in the morning of October the 26th. Eagle 93.7 is the slogan for WCGY Lawrence, Boston. They haven't officially been assigned new call letters for the Eagle, but they're using their old call letters right now until the FCC assigns them new call letters. As of what I just found out from Scott McKay, their morning DJ, this now, 1510, that is no longer Talk America Radio on WSSH. They have changed to an all-Spanish format. This was as of Monday noontime, which would have been the 21st of October. Like, who else needs another Spanish station? I don't know why they keep going if they couldn't pay their bills for the original Spanish format on SSH. So, who knows, people? Carry on.
Hi, Fred and DX Audio Service members. This is Donald Breda from Holbrook, Massachusetts, WA2IWC. 1510 WSSH AM changed from the Talk America network to the to a Spanish all Spanish radio station. So I believe that brings our grand total of Spanish radio stations to 5 in Boston. I never thought we'd beat New York, but I think we have. Secondly, maybe a couple of days before that, WBIV on 1060 AM, which was a kind of a hodgepodge of things. It carried the contemporary Christian music from the satellite, and it also carried several brokered programs, mostly in Haitian, Creole, Spanish, and so forth. Also, they did quite a bit, towards the end, they did quite a bit of Spanish religious broadcasting. Well, anyway, they went off the air. So for the last, I would say, actually more like 2 weeks, 1060 has been silent, except for, of course, KYW in Philadelphia. Today, October 29th, Saturday, 890 on the dial was found to have a radio station on it in the local area. In listening to them, they were carrying the Harvard-Dartmouth game, which was being broadcast also on WBNW 590. That's the Bloomberg business radio. However, I don't think there's any affiliation there at all. So I waited to the top of the hour for the ID, and 890 identifies as WBNA Dedham, WBIV Needham. So I believe that WBNA Dedham is using WBIV's transmitter out in Ashland, Massachusetts, and they must have retuned it down to 890 or something like that.
This is Nancy Lynn. It's 2:30 in the afternoon of November the 3rd, and I wanted to make a correction. The station WCZN at 1590 is in Chester, Pennsylvania, not Chester, West Virginia. I know because I live here and I get the station, and I know they changed their call letters to Wawa. And the station is located in Chester, Pennsylvania, not West Virginia. And that's what I wanted to let everybody know. All right.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, trying out a cellular phone. First of all, Fred, I love that monitor theme music. WMRZ 790 AM has had a call letter change. They're now WAXY, Waxy. However, they don't seem to have had any kind of a format change. They do a lot of talk during the daytime. They have a rock and roll oldies show in the evening, and sort of a satellite music of your life type stuff overnight. Meanwhile, the call Waxy used to be on FM, and that was an oldie station at 105.9. They're now WBGG, Big 106, and they call themselves All Music of the 70s.
Hello, this is Tom Smith, one of your newer subscribers in Lincoln, Nebraska. Love the magazine. I'd like to say hello to a few of my friends that I know are subscribers because I've heard them on musings from members. Hello to Paul Burkhart up in Massachusetts and Jeff Bennett in Albany, New York, and several others whom I have heard that I grew up with. I would like to know the exact outcome of the 106.7 pirate radio or 102.3 KROQ. Which one was it that we heard on the November market scope? We'll be sending you a band scan, a number of interesting happenings here in the Omaha area. KOOO AM or KESY AM on 1420 has been silent for about a month and a half now. The rumor is they're intending to acquire a new transmitter. So we'll see if that station returns to the air. In the meantime, Junction City, KJCK, is very audible on that frequency. A hearty Merry Christmas to everyone and a Happy New Year. My favorite two parts of the magazine are John Bowker's radio history and his IDs and the band scans.
Hi, everybody. My name is Audrey Levine. I'm a DXer from New York City, and I collect radio station air checks from all over the world. I'm particularly looking for this month's Phoenix and Albuquerque and anything from the Northeast from Maine and New Hampshire. You can call me at 212-807-8344 and or you can write me at Audrey Levine, P.O. Box 94, Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, Station, New York, New York, 10113. I'd be willing to provide the blank cassettes for your convenience. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Happy holidays. Bye.
Hello, DX Audio Service readers. This is Carrie Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles, California. I thought I'd tell you about a magazine of which I have seen three issues. And I found some articles that I thought would be particularly interesting to people who love the AM radio band. The magazine is called Radio Guide. Right now, it's only available for two areas, the San Diego and Los Angeles markets. But eventually, they may add another. I don't know. The information number is area code 800-681-7637. I have an address here in L.A. and an address in Carlsbad, but probably the 800 number is the quickest way to get to them. In their first issue, they had a very interesting cover story on radio responses to the earthquake, and they had another one on the national radio show of Tom Likas. Another issue talked about radio station KPPC, which is one of the more unusual stations in the country. It's licensed only for nighttime and Sunday daytime use. And it's not a very big station. In the last issue, they had an article on Bill Balance, who has been here in the L.A. area for over 30 years, and also another one on the 1938 Mercury Theater War of the Worlds and its impact on the country, including some statements from an interview that the author conducted years ago with Orson Welles.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland on this November 11th, Veterans Day. Merry Christmas to Mark Marino, Phil Wayne, Mike Dukin, Don Wilkerson, and all the members of the DX Audio Service. And Merry Christmas to you, Fred. Also, a death watch in effect in Mexicali, Mexico. XEMBC, 10,000 watts AM stereo, affiliated with the SIS Notisat network, was playing all English music, modern rock, oldies, CHR, you name it. But as of 2 days ago, they changed to a Tropicana salsa format. They still are affiliated with SIS Notisat, but all their music is now in Spanish, and I like the English music identified in Spanish with the sampled liners. So
That's a kind of a sad situation to see XEMBC die. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy DX.
It's Mark Marino. Just got a short thing here. If you're DXing 1370 WLTH out of Gary, it's real strange. All you get is this odd warbling sound. So if you hear that sound, that's WLTH out of Gary. And why it does that all night long, I have no idea. Bye for now.
Ron Clark, Walkertown, North Carolina, sending season's greetings to Gene and Mike Corcoran, Debbie and Randy Jones, Chris and Doug Hunsinger, Lisa and Rich McVicker, I believe they get the magazine, and to Deb Callback from Des Moines, Iowa, and Marcy Scott, and to all the staff at the DX Audio Service. Y'all are doing a good job, and Jerry Starr so far, this is November 13th, not a pip from WPIP, and it's coming up to almost a year. Well, Thanksgiving will be a year since they've done any testing whatsoever. So all the staff, season's greetings to all of you. Season's greetings to Ernie Wesolowski from one of my favorite, maybe not my favorite, but at least one of my top favorite cities, Omaha, Nebraska. Ernie, season's greetings to you. Maybe hear from you soon. Catch you later. Bye.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with an AM switch sidebar for the DX Audio Service, as the FCC has just announced the station's moving to the expanded broadcast band. The long wait is over. Construction permits to operate in the newly allocated 1600 to 1700 band are about to be released by the FCC. Now, though the commission first touted space for hundreds of stations in the expanded band, the final list contains only 79. Stations requesting a move to the expanded band but not selected for the list have 30 days to file for reconsideration, only to address errors in the selection process. By the time this reaches you, that 30-day period will have already passed. The commission will then issue a public notice of the allotment plan and call for applications to be filed. Stations on the list only will have 60 days in which to file an application for their construction permit. After the FCC accepts this application for filing, the application will be put on a cutoff list and will be subject to petitions to deny, but not to competing applications. In its usual fashion, the FCC has made the whole process as cumbersome and complicated as humanly possible, but that notwithstanding, we expect this list will very closely reflect the final list. And the winners are... Moving to 610, WEUP, Huntsville, Alabama, KFVR, Crescent City, California, KECN, Blackfoot, Idaho, and KENN, Farmington, New Mexico. Moving to 1620, KXBT, Vallejo, California, KHMO, Hannibal, Missouri, WVMI, Biloxi, Mississippi, WLNC, Laurinburg, North Carolina, KQWB, West Fargo, North Dakota, WEHH, Elmira Heights, New York, KPAR, Granby, Texas, WGOD, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, KRIZ, Renton, Washington, and KSHY, Fox Farm, Wyoming. Moving to 1630, KIDR, Phoenix, Arizona, WPGS, MIMS, Florida, KCJJ, Iowa City, Iowa, KYUU, Liberal, Kansas, WSYD, Mount Airy, North Carolina, KTMT, Phoenix, Oregon, WTAW, College Station, Texas, and KTKK, Sandy, Utah. Stations moving to 1640, KLOQ, Merced, California, KRKS, Denver, Colorado, WAOK, Atlanta, Georgia, WHLY, South Bend, Indiana, KLXX, Bismarck, North Dakota, WTRY, Troy, New York, KTRT, Claremore, Oklahoma, KPHP, Lake Oswego, Oregon, and KURV, Edinburg, Texas. Moving to 1650, KITA, Little Rock, Arkansas, KFRN, Long Beach, California, KNRO, Redding, California, WBIT, Adel, Georgia, KCFI, Cedar Falls, Iowa, KSVE, El Paso, Texas, KSOS, Brigham City, Utah, WPHM, Portsmouth, Virginia. Stations moving to 1660 are KBLU, Yuma, Arizona, KRCX, Roseville, California, KCOL, Fort Collins, Colorado, WCCF, Punta Gorda, Florida, KAGY, Port Sulphur, Louisiana, WRGC, Silva, North Carolina, WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey, WPJC, Ajuntas, Puerto Rico, KHVN, Fort Worth, Texas, KEYF, Dishman, Washington, and WNNO, Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Moving to 1670, KWHN, Fort Smith, Arkansas, KECR, El Cajon, California, WRCC, Warner Robins, Georgia, WTGM, Salisbury, Maryland, and KKOJ, Jackson, Minnesota. Moving to 1680 kilohertz will be KKIS, Concord, California, KQXI, Arvada, Colorado, WELX, Callahan, Florida, which is a construction permit that has not yet been put on the air. That's the only one on the list that falls into that category. WKCT, Bowling Green, Kentucky, WNSW, Brewer, Maine, WEBC, Duluth, Minnesota, WNED, Buffalo, New York, KDSX, Denison, Sherman, Texas, and KPOZ, Seattle, Washington. Stations moving to 690 kilohertz, WKRG, Mobile, Alabama, KFRE, Fresno, California, WBCI, Normal, Illinois, WGHB, Farmville, North Carolina, KCRC, Enid, Oklahoma, and WRRA, Frederickstead, Virgin Islands. And finally, at the very top of the new band, moving to 1700R, WFMH, Cullman, Alabama, KCEE, Tucson, Arizona, KAHI, Auburn, California, WOKB, Winter Garden, Florida, KRGI, Grand Island, Nebraska, KAHZ, Fort Worth, Texas, WAGE, Leesburg, Virginia, KCPL, Olympia, Washington, and WKSH in Sussex, Wisconsin. And that's the list of the lucky 79 stations chosen by the big FCC computer to move to the new expanded broadcast band. Under the law, as it's presently written, these stations will be able to simulcast on both their present frequency and their expanded band frequency for a period of 5 years from the day the license is issued. After that time, of course, they must cancel their license for their primary frequency and move their operations exclusively to the frequency in the expanded band.
We're trying a little experiment this month. In terms of microphone placement, we're trying the John Bowker effect. A lot of times, we young whippersnappers, you know, young pup types like Phil Wayne and me, we like to get real close to the microphone and kiss it like this. But John has taught us that if you just back off a little bit, it sounds a lot more natural. Recently, I traveled to the Los Angeles area. A couple of quick notes before I go about my radio observations on that trip. You will recall that a couple of months ago, Mark Marino gave us a little tour through that area, so we're familiar with it by now, but I was looking for certain things. Scanning the skies by nighttime out my 14th floor hotel room window, with the Sony ICF-2010 all by itself. Now, it's not a very sensitive radio on AM, very selective, but it needs some help. Still, I did fairly well. Here's what I heard.
Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers, the high of 53. But right now, the morning, cloudy skies, 50 degrees, winds are stubble over 14 miles per hour. 1040 WHO radio.
Did I hear that right?
1040 WHO radio.
So nice when you can repeat it, isn't it? There it is. WHO picked up in L.A. on a naked 2010. I was excited. Of course, that's my strongest local naturally, so I checked on that one. Little bit of interference there because of what was going on next door on 1030.
Wyoming Cowboy Football on 1030 KTWO, the sports voice of Wyoming.
They were coming in pretty good out there. Of course, they are 50,000 watts directional to the west, so they really do boom out that way. Also discovered at TIS, Travelers Information Station on 1500.
This is the City of Anaheim Highway Advisory Radio, WPDY 857, with event traffic information for Tuesday, November 1st.
I don't know how much power that station runs, but it was easy to track since it was off frequency about 100 hertz and drifted while I was there, so there's no telling where it is at any one given time. But anyway, we turned the bass up in the car radio, and we were able to hear that in the background by just picking up that 100 hertz heterodyne. You could hear it a good 20, 25 miles away. That's about it, though. Oh, also, speaking of TISs.
You're listening to Casino Radio.
KXNO.
When it comes
comes to dinner buffets, Las Vegas has the most to offer. The following.
I'll tell you what, there's a station for you. Casino Radio running 2,500 watts directional at night, yet making it into L.A. just fine. That's back-to-back commercials, folks. Other observations from my L.A. trip include... Radio Cañon. I think we had a mistake when Mark did his view of L.A. by night, because on 800 we had something else there. That's Juarez, Mexico, 150 kilowatts. That's heard from Fred Vobey's estate up in Lima all the way to L.A. That's a big one. I was unable to hear any of the Texas stations, though I thought I should get them. 820 was covered up by the 830 signal out there, which is a big one, that Radio Oz. By the way, I got that here in Iowa one night. They must have been running their daytime pattern at that time. You don't usually get them here. Also, 1200 WAI in San Antonio was clobbered by the thing on 1190, which is in Anaheim, I think. This is what they were playing. And it really was that distorted, honestly. Making a mess on 1200, so not a chance. 1520, though.
KOMA. All oldies. All the time.
All right, that confirms it. KOMA does make it to L.A. Mark thought he got that one, but now we know for sure. Mark and others will want to know that KFRN, the 1280 station out there, which runs 1,000 watts into a U5 antenna, apparently has their tower location situated in among so much development and congestion that some construction in the immediate environment changed their directional pattern. They had to run some reduced power until they can get out and get things tuned up. They don't have an engineer on staff. They're going to have to hire a consultant to come in and help them readjust their antenna system so they can go back to full power with the appropriate directional pattern. That's what it's like when you don't have a lot of money. That's a Christian station that they run on donations. You can't afford to be doing that kind of stuff. Also, I swear, and I, honest to God, I don't have a recording to prove this, but I'm hard to fool, and I'm very careful in making my conclusions. But I was listening to 720, and in the background, underneath the Las Vegas station KDWN, I definitely heard references to Chicago, and at the top of the hour, I heard that famous that GN is so well known for, so I consider that I heard WGN in Chicago in L.A. See, right there, I justified my trip. This next segment I want to play for you is 870, tuning to 880. 870 is KIEV in Los Angeles with WWL in New Orleans in the background. You'll hear their country music underneath and the Road Gang program. And then I tuned to 880, where KRV in Lexington, Nebraska is coming in pretty good.
Halloween is always Halloween.
That's, I've said that several times. What's different?
V-O-R-C-E. You know, there's this lady, you may have heard about her already.
There's the Lexington station. They're 50,000 watts directional at night, straight west, and boy, out here in Iowa, we don't get them at all at night. My last point of curiosity while I was out there was 1050. I thought I would be picking up XEG over in Monterey. They run 100 kilowatts at night in all directions, but no. Here's what I got. XEB? That definitely sounded like XEB to me, but the World Radio TV Handbook has nothing listed for XEB. There's an XED in Mexicali. 10 kilowatts at night could have been them, but I don't know. Who can figure? Well, anyway, that's what I heard out in L.A., and I enjoyed the trip. Hopefully you enjoyed hearing about it. See you next month.
Let's take a look at the CPC calendar real quick. Saturday, December 3rd, 1994, KGTL 620 in Homer, Alaska at 0530. Saturday, December 3rd, KDEX 1590 in Dexter, Missouri starting at 0105. Sunday, December 4th, WTRW 1590 in Two Rivers, Wisconsin at 0530. Monday, December 5th, WHBY 1150 in Appleton, Wisconsin at 0100. Tuesday, December 6th, KLTC at 1460 in Dickinson, North Dakota at 0230. Saturday, December 10th, WERA 1590 in Plainfield, New Jersey at 0430. Monday, December 12th, WEAQ 79 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin at 0230. Monday, December 19th, WIBW 580 Topeka, Kansas at 0200. And Saturday, December 24th, HCJB 690 in Quito, Ecuador at 1215. And we got After Dark number 5 out. It's the special 10th anniversary of the DX Audio Service for $19.95 for, get this, 12 cassettes. 12 C90 cassettes in a binder available from the Publication Center. That's Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. About 50% of the membership of the DX Audio Service is going going to be receiving a questionnaire for me. Since we're getting to the 10th anniversary of the DX Audio Service, I'd like to kind of find out exactly how well we're doing. So if you do get one of those, please answer it and send it back to us so we know exactly what you need in the DX Audio Service. A quick message from Connie.
Merry Christmas to all and a Happy New Year from all the Vobey family.
And thank God for digital audio editing stations. We got all the information in. I apologize to the editors for tightly editing your columns, but we did get all the information in on both sides of the C90. We'll see you next year, 1995, with the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. See you later.